This headline podcast is presented by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks.
Breaking news from The Athletic.
This is Meg Linehan here from The Athletic with breaking news that Olivia Moultrie, a 15-year-old who sued the National Women's Soccer League for the right to play as a pro soccer player, has signed a professional contract with Portland Thorns FC. Portland signed Moultrie to a 3-year contract plus an option. Moultrie has been with the team in a limited form since 2019 and has been able to play in preseason matches. In the meantime, she has appeared with the club's academy teams, including the under-16s and under-18s. Moultrie filed an antitrust lawsuit against the NWSL in May, specifically targeted at a league rule stating players had to be at least 18 years old in order to sign a contract. While age limits are common across most professional sports leagues, they have all been agreed to via a collective bargaining agreement, or CBA, with players' unions. The NWSL does not currently have a CBA, though the league and the NWSL Players Association are currently working on one. While the NWSL had argued that Moultrie's lawsuit interfered with that collective bargaining process, the judge overseeing the antitrust lawsuit did not agree. U.S. District Judge Karen J. Immergut first granted a temporary restraining order to allow the Thorns to sign Moultrie to a contract on May 24th. She has not been very patient since then, as the league delayed by first suggesting that new roster rules would have to be created for Moultrie, but then allowed her to go through a discovery rights process. The Athletic reported on June 6th that OL Reign, the Thorns' rival team, had claimed her in that discovery rights process, and the Thorns were forced to trade a draft pick in order to obtain Moultrie's rights. Finally, on June 30th, Moultrie inked a long-term professional contract. The way the case has played out has put more power into the hands of the Players Association as they negotiate for the first CBA that will cover all players in the league, and it has also opened the door to other legal challenges revisiting whether leagues like the NWSL and Major League Soccer are truly single entity, meaning that the league technically owns all of the teams and signs all of the players to contracts. But ultimately, some of the strongest arguments in this case boil down to equality. Moultrie took the stand and made the point that if she were a boy, she would have already been signed to an MLS team. If she were a girl from any other country, she would have been able to sign with a team in that country too. But because she is from the U.S. and under 18, she was blocked from any path to being a professional soccer player. As for Moultrie's playing time in the NWSL, the judge wanted the contract signed so Moultrie could travel with the Thorns for their game against Racing Louisville FC this Saturday, and it has gotten across the line in time, and she will travel. But while Moultrie has been training with the team as much as she was able to before signing a contract, it's definitely not fair to expect her to see significant minutes on the field right off the bat. She's a promising young player, but the bigger win for her right now is that she can fully participate in game day training sessions with the Portland Thorns senior team and be available off the bench. It's a win for her development more than it's a win for the Thorns and their roster. She could see more time this summer, though, especially with the Thorns losing multiple players to international duty with the Olympic Games. It's still very hard to understand why the National Women's Soccer League fought so hard on this lawsuit, when their time, energy, and resources could have simply gone into collective bargaining negotiations. It's also an expensive loss, but the league has also already started work on an appeal. Perhaps because losing on one antitrust claim opens up the doors to every other roster rule that has been put into place by the NWSL without being agreed to as part of a CBA. After Moultrie's contract with the Thorns had been announced, an NWSL spokesperson said that, quote, a comprehensive minor protection plan had been developed, plus other protections, including a parent guarantee, were put into place, though, quote, the NWSL continues to believe that age requirements for the league should be collectively bargained as they are in other leagues, and those negotiations are ongoing. Wednesday is the end of a long battle for Olivia Moultrie, but depending on how the final product of the CBA negotiation goes, she could have opened up the door for many other players who also don't want to wait to take their shot at turning pro. But Portland has shown time and time again they are investing in Moultrie as a player. Between that trade with OL Reign for her discovery rights and now with Wednesday's 3-year contract. Thanks for joining our breaking news coverage. Go to The Athletic's headlines section for much more on the story. And to hear more, you can ask your Google Assistant to play news from The Athletic. We have extensive coverage of the lawsuit from myself and Paul Tenorio at The Athletic, and you can also listen to Full Time with Meg Linehan wherever you get your podcasts to hear more from the two of us. Visit theathletic.com/headlinepod to join for just $3.99 per month.